A Frontier Labs' own models found a zero-day nobody knew about, broke out of a sandbox, and hacked another company's production servers. And this morning, the largest open-weight model ever built went live for anyone to download. Welcome to AI in 15 for Monday, July 27th, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Today, Kimi K3 lands 2.8 trillion parameters, 1.4 terabytes, and one very important file nobody's read yet. The forensic team cleaning up the Hugging Face breach couldn't use American models, so they used a Chinese one. Moonshot's valuation triples toward $50 billion as the Chinese AI IPO rush begins. The White House Frontier Model Framework hits its deadline this week. And Terence Tao tells the world's mathematicians what AI actually changes. Marcus, it's here. Midnight UTC, 8 o'clock Eastern last night. Moonshot published the weights. What did we actually get?
2.8 trillion total parameters, but it's a sparse mixture of experts. Only 16 of 896 experts fire per token. That's under 2% of the pool, about 50 billion active parameters per request. Two new architectural pieces. Kimi Delta Attention, a hybrid linear attention scheme for the 1 million token context, and Attention Residuals, which let layers reach back and pull representations from earlier layers.
And it's 4-bit?
MXFP4, quantization aware from supervised fine-tuning onward, not bolted on afterwards. That's how you get 1.4 terabytes instead of 5.6 at 16-bit. But Kate, hold on to what open weights means here in practice. You need roughly 1880 gigabyte accelerators just to hold it resident, or a full node of 8 Blackwell-class cards with essentially nothing left over.
So I was right yesterday to be a bit rude about anyone can download it.
You were. The binding constraint is memory capacity, not compute. So the cost per token behaves like a mid-size model, while the hosting demands behave like a 2.8 trillion parameter one. Almost everyone who says they've adopted K3 will be renting it from Moonshot's API or a cloud provider.
Benchmarks. Moonshot says it beats everything.
Moonshot says it beats Claude Opus 4.8 and GPT 5.5 on coding and agentic work. 42 on SWE Marathon, 77.8 on Program Bench, 95 F1 on Deep Search QA. Those are internal numbers. The independent evaluations that exist are more measured. Second on one intelligence index, third on another, behind Claude Fable 5 and GPT 5.6 Sol Max. Where it genuinely is first is a front-end coding arena.
Price?
$3 per million in, 15 out. That is the most expensive model any Chinese lab has ever shipped. But roughly half the per-task cost of Opus 4.8. Simon Willison found it capable and extremely token-hungry. 16,000 output tokens on a single SVG drawing test.
Now, the file nobody's read.
As of the announcement, Moonshot had not published the license text. Reports point to a modified MIT, but that's a report, not a document. Whether you can use it commercially, whether you must attribute, whether you can train on its outputs, all unconfirmed. For a release whose entire political significance is openness, the openness is currently a rumor.
What's the bigger read?
A lab operating under U.S. compute export controls just built the largest open-weight model in history, using an architecture shaped precisely around the constraint it faces. Sparse activation and aggressive 4-bit quantization are what you design when accelerators are your scarce input. Scarcity produced engineering.
Okay, buried in Hugging Face's incident write-up, the breach we covered yesterday is a detail I have not stopped thinking about. Marcus, set it up.
They had 17,000 recorded attack events to analyze. Forensics means feeding a model enormous volumes of real working attack commands. They tried the frontier commercial models first. In their words, requests were blocked by providers' safety guardrails.
The safety systems built to stop models helping attackers stopped them helping the cleanup crew.
Precisely that. So they fell back to GLM 5.2, an open-weight Chinese model, running locally on their own hardware. That's what did the analysis that mapped the intrusion.
And their stated lesson?
Have a capable model you can run on your own infrastructure, vetted and ready before an incident, not during. And worth noting, AI was on both sides here. The initial detection came from an LLM-based triage system, spotting anomalous correlations in telemetry.
Marcus, how much does this generalize? Is this one team's bad afternoon?
I don't think so. And Willison lands in the same place. Incident response, malware analysis, red teaming. These are legitimate defensive activities, and they increasingly cannot be done with the best American models. Every enterprise security team that reads that write-up is going to go procure a locally runnable open-weight model as standard kit this quarter.
Which is a market moving somewhere nobody intended.
Nobody in Washington intended it, and nobody at those labs intended it either. It's the honest cost of a policy that's otherwise defensible. If your guardrail can't distinguish the arsonist from the fire investigator, you've handed the fire investigator to someone else.
Anthropic. We covered Opus 5's launch yesterday. The numbers, the pricing holding at 5 and 25, what's new since?
An elevated error incident on Opus 5 yesterday that made the Hacker News front page, and the thread was unforgiving. Reliability, quota handling under load. This is Anthropic's fourth flagship in 2 months, after Mythos 5, Fable 5, and Sonnet 5.
Shipping fast has a bill.
It does, and it arrives as an outage. The thing I'd add on the numbers is where the actual story sits, not the top-line Frontier bench score, but OS world, computer use, where it beats Fable 5's best result at just over a third of the cost. Cost per task is what determines whether a company can afford to run agents in production at all. That's the competition now, not raw capability.
Money. K3 didn't just move benchmarks, it moved Moonshot's cap table.
They closed recently at $31.5 billion. In August, they opened discussions on a final pre-IPO round targeting as much as $50 billion, ahead of a Hong Kong listing late this year or early next. Annual recurring revenue went from $200 million to $300 million in about 2 months. Backers include Alibaba, Tencent, Meituan, China Mobile.
And they're not alone.
DeepSeek is pursuing Shanghai Star Market at around $71 billion. That's the raise we discussed yesterday, now aimed at public markets. Minimax and Z.AI are queued behind them, and DeepSeek stabilized its V4 line on Friday. V4 Pro at 80.6% on SWE Bench Verified, statistically tied with Claude Opus 4.7, and V4 Flash at 14 cents in, 28 cents out. Roughly an order of magnitude under Western Frontier pricing.
So what's the mechanism? Give the model away and then what?
Give the model away, capture the mindshare, monetize the API and the valuation. It's the inverse of the U.S. frontier playbook. The open question nobody has answered satisfactorily is how much of this capability derives from distillation of Western models. Those accusations have been made repeatedly and remain unrebutted rather than disproven, which is not the same as false. But it isn't evidence either.
Investors care.
Investors appear entirely unbothered.
Washington. The Frontier Model Framework hits its deadline this week.
A June 2nd executive order started a 60-day clock for Treasury, Defense, and Homeland Security to produce a benchmarking process and a voluntary framework. That runs out in the first week of August. Announcement expected before the first. Negotiated with OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google, It would give federal agencies up to a 30-day pre-release window on frontier models, with labs and government jointly picking which additional trusted partners get early access.
Voluntary.
Doing enormous work in that sentence. Three companies holding the overwhelming majority of U.S. frontier capability agreeing to a pre-release gate creates a de facto standard. And a 30-day delay is a genuine commercial cost, one that's much heavier on a small entrant than on the three firms who negotiated it.
What can't we check?
The evaluation benchmarks are classified. So from the outside, assessing whether the review is meaningful or theater is essentially impossible. And Meta isn't in it. Llama is open weight. And once released, you can't restrict it at the lab level. The whole framework is built around closed API systems.
Which today, of all days?
The largest open-weight model ever released, shipped this morning from a company entirely outside its jurisdiction. Meanwhile, the strongest argument the administration has for pre-release evaluation was handed to it last week by a lab disclosing its own containment failure. The timing is coincidence. The argument isn't.
Last one, and it's my favorite. Terence Tao, arguably the most respected working mathematician alive, gave the public lecture at the International Congress of Mathematicians on Friday. Mathematics in the Age of AI. The slides hit the Hacker News front page over the weekend.
And his framing is calm, in a way this discourse rarely is. He puts AI alongside Russell's paradox in 1901 and Gödel in 1931. Moments where the foundations shifted, and mathematics absorbed the shift rather than collapsing.
What's the practical argument?
A fire hose. AI generates an enormous volume of candidate output, much of it wrong. Tao's point is that what makes mathematics the natural first domain isn't that models are good at math, it's that math is verifiable. Formalization tools like Lean mechanically filter the hallucinations out. The productive unit is generation plus verification, never generation alone.
And that generalizes.
That's why I put this above most of today's news. It's the same reason coding agents work better with tests, type checkers, and compilers than without. Tao is describing the general shape of useful AI work, using the one field where the filter happens to be perfect.
He also did something very Tao.
He used an AI to compile a summary of over 100 of his own posts, interviews, and videos on AI, then did an AI-assisted interview to fill the gaps. Both published on his site, and the Hacker News thread pushed on what he doesn't resolve. If AI mops up the unsolved problems, whose problems? One commenter's framing stuck with me. When generation is cheap, the scarce skill becomes taste. Choosing which questions are worth answering.
That's a nice thing to be scarce. One to watch, the Kimi K3 license file, and the first independent evaluations. In the next day or two, we find out what that license actually permits, and whether outside evaluators reproduce Moonshot's benchmark claims now that anyone can run the thing themselves.
Agreed, and my expectation is soft. Self-reported benchmarks have a habit of shrinking under scrutiny.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.